Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded. I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and unseen. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Hi, am I on the ear?
Well, what is going down, everybody? What is up? This is another brand new episode of Am I on the Air? I am your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show. It is Sunday, July the 30th, and we're back with a whole brand new episode here. It's season 14, episode 18, and tonight's show is called I Think I Love You. And we are going to be reviewing the brand new Charlize Theron action flick, Atomic Blonde, plus, of course, the latest and greatest in entertainment news, television, movies, the whole nine, keeping you up to speed with everything that's going down in entertainment news right here on Am I on the Air. Now, before we get started, I would like to do a couple shout-outs real quick. Number one, have you listened to that new Red Dragons Assemble yet? I shouted it out at the end of the last podcast we did, and I just want to take a chance to shout it out once again. Red Dragons Assemble, which is a cool little side project that I do once a month, and typically it's with myself, Geeky Pat, and Peeps. We've been doing the show for a little over a year now, and but we went off the air for about 6 months, to be honest. This year has been really hard to kind of get everybody together to rock a new episode. So we finally were able to. Unfortunately, Peeps couldn't join us, so the new episode of Red Dragons Assemble, which is titled I Wish, is just myself with Geeky Pat. But it's a great episode. We talk about a lot of cool things going down in the world of entertainment. Kind of get to have a little roundtable discussion about it. So, like I said, if you like entertainment news, you like just an entertainment kind of podcast, you're a fan of this show, and I don't see why you wouldn't like Red Dragons Assemble. So if you're wondering, how can I listen to this? It's very simple. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher. But it is available on our affiliates over at reddragonsradio.com, and that's reddragonsradio.com. You can follow on Twitter at reddragonsradio as well. The very first show on the tab there is Red Dragons Assemble. Click it and listen to the show right there. You can also listen to this show, Am I on the Air, and a bunch of other great podcasts. So check out Red Dragons Assemble. And for the last couple weeks, I've been pimping out this brand new app. It's called Stardust, and I still would like you guys to go download it and check it out. You know, you guys listen to this show for movie reviews. You love the movie reviews. Well, this is a very easy, quick way to find out how do I feel about a TV show, about a movie. Stardust is great. It's a really cool app. You can download it on Android. You can download it on iPhone, iOS. It's a free app, and basically it's just you subscribe to different people, and you can watch 30-second reviews of all your favorite TV show and movies. So it gives you that real quick glimpse of like, hey, is it worth it or is it not worth it? You could always wait to to Sunday night to hear my review of the latest movie, or you can just follow me on Stardust and get that review right then and there. I try, especially after a movie, to record one literally on the way home, you know, right out the movie, right as I get home, whatever the case may be, right after I've seen it, so it's really fresh in my mind. I do a lot of TV show stuff on there as well, too, you know, so I don't talk too much detail about television reviews, but there's a lot that's going on right now, and Stardust is a great way to get it out. You know, Netflix specials, all kinds of things. So please download the Stardust app and do me a very big favor. If you're going to download it and you're going to follow me, please follow me first. I'm a part of an affiliate program with them, and it really does help me if you download the app and you follow me first. I'm listed under the app as just Don Mega, D-O-N-M-E-G-A. Just search Don Mega, you'll find me. Follow me first, and then go ahead and follow anybody else you want to, but make sure you follow me first. That is the big, big deal with that app. It's the way that they track my progress and all kinds of stuff. But it's a great app. I have a great time putting up reviews on there. I've done several this week. I'm going to do a couple more tonight, so look for some big stuff on there coming up. All right, so with that stuff being out the way, let's kick it right in with our movie review of the week, which I do have a Stardust reaction for, but that's only 30 seconds. I'm going to have a little bit more time tonight, and that is Atomic Blonde. You know, I've been so excited for this movie. I've been waiting for this thing to come out ever since the first trailer dropped. I was watching that first trailer and I was like, man, this looks like a female John Wick kind of movie. And then I found out that it's directed by David Leitch, and David Leitch was a co-director on the first John Wick film, and then stepped away for the second one, but definitely comes from that same stunt background action. You know, that's where John Wick was born from. David Leitch is actually now currently directing Deadpool 2. So the guy's got his hands in some pretty nice pots. And Atomic Blonde was one of those ones where I was just like, damn, this is going to be super badass. So finally this movie comes out. It is an action flick. It's set in 1989, which I didn't know until about a couple weeks ago. I thought this film took place in the, you know, current timeline. But it goes back to 1989. It's the fall of the Berlin Wall. You know, just it's basically a secret agent, double agent kind of scenario. We've seen it a million times where it's basically this list has gotten out, and the list contains the names of all the secret agents in the world, right? So we got to get the list back. That basically is the whole premise. I'm not going to go into any spoilers, so don't worry. So that's the premise of the film. And obviously Charlize Theron's brought in. She's Atomic Blonde. She hooks up with James McAvoy, who's just great in everything he does. He's her handler over in Berlin, and they're trying to find the list. Sophia Boutella pops up in this thing. John Goodman's in here. It's told in a perspective where Charlize is all banged up and bruised at the beginning of the movie. She's being basically investigated or interrogated, and she's telling the story of basically what happened in the past 10 days. And so it kind of flashbacks and takes you through everything. I, first of all, just love the way this movie was directed. I think David Leitch did an amazing job. It's very visually beautiful. It's very visually entertaining. Just the style that he uses, the color palette that he uses. The music that he uses is awesome because it's all 80s, man. Like I said, it takes place in 89, so it has this very 80s loud soundtrack to it. I mean, it almost feels like a music video at times. It's really, really cool. I know some people were complaining about it. I know it could probably be a little overwhelming for some people, but I loved it. I love the way it enhanced the film. I just love the scope of it. Charlize, oh my God, incredible in this movie. She's so badass, and she did most of all of her own stunts in this thing, and it's incredible, and it shows. She's one, man. She's just on another level in this film, and it's great. James McAvoy, like I said, is awesome in this thing, as he always is. Sophia Boutella, you know, she's one of those actresses that's been popping up a lot lately. She got her debut in the first Kingsman, the Secret Service movie. She was the chick on the stilts that was chopping people's heads off. And then she was one of the aliens in Star Trek Beyond last year. She was the mummy in the brand new mummy reboot that just came out. She's been popping up in a lot of things, but in a lot of things she doesn't get a chance to just be herself and actually act. So it was nice to see her do that in this film, and she's actually pretty damn good. Unfortunately, she's not in the movie very much, but her and Charlize have a very sexy scene together, which was another highlight of the film, by the way. Overall, this thing was just great. The action is incredible. Now, if I had to pick one negative thing about this, is that the action isn't as heavy as I thought it would be based on the trailer. Because the trailer is very just action, 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 action. And there is a lot of downtime in this film. There are, you know, it's action, quiet for 15 minutes. Action, quiet for 15 minutes. But when the action hits, it hits and it hits hard. There's a couple scenes that are just incredible action. And there's a good stairway fight scene that's just incredible towards the end of the film. This thing just killed it, really, on all levels. I mean, you know, I know some people are like, man, it's not as action heavy as the trailer gave me. But, hey, you know what? It's a movie. It's still a movie, and it told, I thought, a pretty cool story. And it has some definite twist along the way, which I was kind of like, ooh, I didn't see that coming. So, kind of some cool stuff there. And like I said, for an action movie, when it hits, and it hits hard. And I love that, because I'm a big action buff, so I'll take it. In the end, man, I loved Atomic Blonde, and I give it 4 out of 5 Don Megas. I think it's just excellent. It's, you know, like I said, it's a very kind of average story. It's something you've seen before, but the way it's shot, the way it's directed, the music, the action, it's just glorious as far as I'm concerned. I loved it, and I would totally be down to see Atomic Blonde 2. So 4 out of 5 stars for me. Really, really loved it, and I think I fucking love you. And that's why the name of our show this week is I Think I Love You. It's from James McAvoy falling in love with the Atomic Blonde herself, Charlize. All right, so there's our movie review of the week. And let's switch gears and get into our news of the week. So last week we were talking a lot about Comic-Con. And one of the big things that came out was we were talking about that Captain Marvel is going to take place in the 90s. And the Skrulls were going to be the big villains in it. Now, there was a lot of speculation last week that, you know, maybe Marvel cut some kind of deal with Fox. Maybe there's, you know, some trading going on. Who knows? To use the Skrulls, because that is a Fox property that goes along with Fantastic Four. Well, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn, let it be known that basically the reason why they can use Skrulls in Captain Marvel is because they share the license with Fox. So it's one of those things like how Fox and the MCU were able to use Quicksilver a couple years ago, how Quicksilver was in X-Men Days of Future Past, but then he was also in Avengers Age of Ultron, played by two different actors. Some characters have a split shared license, and the Skrulls are one of them. Now, there are certain versions of Skrulls that are like exclusive to one and not the other, but the general concept with Skrulls is that it is a shared license, so that's why Marvel can use that. So, a while back, it was announced that Amy Schumer was going to take part in this live-action Barbie movie. Well, she dropped out a couple months ago due to scheduling stuff, and now it looks like they are in final negotiations with Anne Hathaway to come aboard and star in the film. I'm a little torn on this one, because on one hand, I love Anne Hathaway. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's a great actress. I think she could bring something really nice to this movie. On the other hand, this movie made sense with Amy Schumer based on the concept that they were going with. You know, it was about not fitting in with the Barbie world, and then she goes into the real world and has to survive and all this kind of stuff. And that made sense thinking about Amy Schumer being in that role, but why would Anne Hathaway not fit in with the Barbies, right? I mean, unless they do something to her. It doesn't quite make sense if they're going to keep that same kind of storyline. So we'll have to wait and see. But at this point, it looks like Anne Hathaway will probably star in the Barbie movie. Jacqueline Bisset will play the mother of Sarah Jessica Parker's character in Best Day of My Life. 20th Century Fox is going to adapt the book The Marriage Pact by best-selling author Michelle Richmond. So they'll be turning that one into a film. We have Everything Wrong with John Wick Chapter 2, which there's nothing wrong with that film, but of course, the good old buddies at CinemaSins definitely found some stuff to check out. We have the new trailer for Brad Status, which is a new film starring Ben Stiller and Jenna Fisher, which looks pretty decent there. We got a full article up with talking about all the fall TV premiere dates. So if you're looking for when your favorite show is going to return, check out that article. We'll let you know when it's going to be back. This is not confirmed, but rumor has it that Daniel Craig will be returning for James Bond 25. This is, you know, some inside sources from the movie studio say that they have locked down the deal, even though it hasn't been announced publicly, but that they say he is going to be coming back one more time for his fifth turn at James Bond. We'll see. I mean, it is just a rumor at this point. I'm sure he probably will. Me, personally, at this point, I would like to just get a new James Bond. I think Daniel Craig has just been... Everybody's just been on this dude's nuts as James Bond. I don't think he's been that great. I think he's had a couple really good performances, but I think he's kind of... I think he kind of sleptwalk through Spectre that came out a couple years ago, and it showed. I think he didn't give it... He just mailed that one in, and then after the movie came out, he was like, I hate this character, I hate this role, I don't want to do it no more, and he was a big crybaby about it. And I don't know why everybody's like begging him to come back and do another one. Hey, if he doesn't want to be involved, let's move on. I'd rather start this again with somebody that wants to be James Bond. So we'll see. And of course, we'll keep you posted as things become official. Mothra has been teased in a new viral marketing for the next Godzilla movie, which looks pretty cool. Looking forward to Mothra. Netflix has announced a new Matt Groening adult animated comedy fantasy series that's going to be titled Disenchantment. It's going to be an adult animated comedy fantasy series from Simpsons creator Matt Groening. So that should be pretty tight right there. Comedy Central has set some premiere dates for Broad City Season 4 is going to debut on September 13th. So I know a lot of people looking forward to that. We have your full list up of the MTV Video Music Award nominations. Kendrick Lamar leads the way, followed by Katy Perry and The Weeknd. I'm not going to sit and go through the whole thing, but if you're interested, it is posted. We have the Season 2 trailer for Riverdale, which is a really good show, by the way. If you haven't checked out, check out Riverdale. The Flash, this upcoming season of The Flash, Tom Felton was a series regular on the last season, but we're finding out now that he is not going to be returning in the new season. Well, he will be returning, but he will not be a series regular in the new upcoming season. That's okay. I didn't find him to be that great of a character, to be honest. Nicholas Hoult is in talks to play a young J.R.R. Tolkien, so we'll see what ends up happening with that. Melissa McCarthy and her husband is going to join Steve Mallory for a new super intelligence comedy that they're working on. Director Rick Famuyiwa is in talks to helm the Image Comics adaptation of Son of Shaolin, which is pretty cool there. He was formerly attached. He's the director of the movie Dope, and then he was going to do the Flash movie, but then dropped out over creative differences. So this looks to be his follow-up that he's going to be jumping into, Son of Shaolin, for Sony Pictures. We have an article up with 16 Easter eggs that you might have missed from the Ready Player One trailer that we did last week after Comic-Con, so check that one out. Once again, if you haven't seen all the brand new awesome trailers that are out, go over to amiontheair.com, click on that trailers tab, and check those all out. They're all available for you. We have the Honest trailer for Ghost in the Shell. We have a promo up for Krypton, which is the new Superman kind of grandparents show that Sci-Fi Channel is going to be doing. I'll check it out. Director Rick Roman Waugh is set to direct Angel Has Fallen. Angel Has Fallen is the third entry in the Olympus Has Fallen franchise. Remember, we had Olympus Has Fallen, then we had London Has Fallen. Now we're going to have Angel Has Fallen, all bringing back Gerard Butler for the threequel here. Then this will take place on Air Force One. I'm a big fan of Olympus Has Fallen. Love, love, love that movie. I didn't like London Has Fallen as much, but I still enjoyed it. It was still a decent action flick. Looking forward to Angel Has Fallen. I know nothing about this director, Rick Roman Waugh, but hey, if they picked him, he's bringing something to the table. Welcome, good sir. Make a good movie. Let's see here. What else we got here? Lionsgate Pictures is hoping to expand the John Wick universe with a new movie called Ballerina. So Ballerina was this script that got written about an assassin whose parents get murdered by other assassins, and she goes after them for killing her parents. Because it's this assassin script, Lionsgate bought it, and they're now reworking it a little bit to tie it into the John Wick universe so they can start doing spin-offs in that world. Because why not, right? I mean, you already got a spy world set up with John Wick. Let's keep it in that same spy world. I like their thinking. I like how they're kind of trying to do this spinoff universe and having it loosely tied in is pretty cool, I think. So it's good to hear that they're taking this ballerina script and turning it into that. So we'll see what ends up happening with it. But that's the plan right now for Lionsgate, is to take Ballerina and rework it into the John Wick universe. James Cameron is wanting to reinvent the Terminator franchise with a brand new trilogy. Yes, so he's going to be tied up making Avatar movies for the next probably 10 years. But the rights to the Terminator franchise go back to James Cameron next year. So he's working with the people that currently own the rights, and they're coming up with some new ideas, and he's supposed to executive produce, really give his full effort into a new Terminator idea. And Tim Miller, who directed the first Deadpool movie, he's supposed to be coming on and directing the Terminator sequel, reboot, whatever they choose to do. They do say Arnold will still have some kind of role in it in some capacity, but they're really trying to set up a brand new story to continue this mythology. So we'll see what ends up happening, man. I know some people are kind of burnt out on it. They say, hey, give it some time and then bring it back. I love the Terminator franchise. You know, I'm not a hater of Terminator Genisys that came out a couple years ago. I actually thought that was pretty cool, and I would have liked to have seen it continue, especially with the way it ended and all the new powers that Arnold's T-800 had. But, you know, we'll have to see. We'll have to see where it goes from here, but I'm glad that James Cameron is involved, because no one will deny the best two Terminator films are the first two, and that's when James Cameron had his hands in the pot. The Flash's Jessica Camacho is heading to Taken Season 2 over on NBC. Jared Leto is in talks to star in the Valiant Comics live-action adaptation of Bloodshot. Yes, he's in talks to actually play Bloodshot. It's kind of blowing my mind here, man, all these guys that are going up for multiple comic book roles. I mean, he is the Joker, and now he might be Bloodshot, which is kind of interesting. I don't read Valiant Comics, but I've heard a little bit about Bloodshot, and he sounds pretty damn awesome. I know our good buddy Friggins on Twitter is a fan of Bloodshot, and he doesn't think that Jared Leto's a good pick for this. So I'm going to take his word for it, but you know, Jared's a great actor, and I think he could pull off pretty much anything and put in his mind to it. We'll have to wait and see, but I'm glad to see that another comics company is getting the chance to start their own cinematic universe. Wonder Woman 2 officially has a release date. That's awesome. And it will be coming out December 13th, 2019. So we're only 2 years away from another Wonder Woman coming out. You know what? Warner Brothers ain't stupid, man. This movie made crazy money. It's the biggest movie of the summer. Let's fast-track a sequel, man. It makes sense. They're writing the script right now. Patty Jenkins is in talks to return. December, man. They're picking out that Star Wars December, you know, time frame. December 13th, 2019. Drop in that new Wonder Woman 2, so that's awesome. Tom Hardy will be the lead in the new Bosnian war tale, My War Gone By, I Miss It So. That's a tongue twister right there. But he's been cast in a lead role for that. I'm just waiting to hear when they're going to start making Venom. This movie's supposed to come out next year and they haven't even started filming yet. Come on, Tom. Let's get going. Let's get going here, man. Good old choke. Bloke, come on, man. Tom Hardy, cover his mouth up. So one thing everybody was wondering coming out of Comic-Con and seeing that Infinity War trailer is Brie Larson's Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, is she gonna pop up in Avengers Infinity War? Well, director of Infinity War says that nope, Captain Marvel is not going to be in the movie. Now, some people are saying that that's bullshit. They're calling bull on that, saying, oh, she's definitely going to be in it. There was some kind of version of that Infinity War poster that was going around at Comic-Con that actually had her on it, which was kind of interesting, but it could have just been a fake Photoshop job. My take is this. I agree. I don't think she's going to be in this Infinity War film, but I think she will be in the following Avengers movie. So I think when people... There was word that she was on the casting call back almost like a year ago when they were going to start making this film. And I think the only reason her name was on the list is because they were filming the two movies back to back, and she was going to be just in the second one. You know, her solo movie takes place in 2019, and then Avengers 4 comes out after that. So it makes sense that they will do her solo movie, introduce her to audiences, And then when she shows up in the fourth Avengers movie, it'll make sense. People will know who she is, and we'll go from there. So I agree. I don't think she's going to pop up in Infinity War, but I'm pretty damn sure she's going to pop up in Avengers 4. Hey, anybody out there that still plays The Sims, it's good to know that The Sims 4 is coming to consoles on November 17th. It was originally, of course, only a PC Mac game, but now it's heading to Xbox One and PlayStation 4 worldwide on November 17th. There's a new Mythbusters team coming, and it will be on the Science Channel and will debut this November. Legends of Tomorrow has a new villain coming. Her name is Kuwasa. I know nothing about this character, but we got an article up explaining who Kuwasa is. The next James Bond movie is reportedly eyeing White Boy Rick's Jan Demange to direct. I don't know White Boy Rick, and I don't know Jan Demange, but hey, if they're thinking about making him the next James Bond director, I have faith in them. They only pick the best, so congratulations to him if it does go through. The new Grey's Anatomy spinoff adds Rosewood actress Jaina Lee Ortiz to the show. John Powell has been hired to score the untitled Han Solo film for Disney, which is pretty cool there. I know a lot of people are super excited about that one. We have the first trailer for The Star, which is a new animated film. We have the first trailer for Message from the King, which is a new Chadwick Boseman film coming out. The McQuarrie's and the Winters are going to team up for David Grand's The Chameleon over on Netflix. Jon Stewart's going to be returning to HBO for her first stand-up special in 21 years. That's awesome, man. Congratulations to Jon Stewart. We talked about this rumor, but it is now confirmed. Mahershala Ali has been confirmed to star in True Detective Season 3. This is awesome casting, man. He is great, and I'm glad to see them back in action for True Detective Season 3 and already going for the star power. The Deadwood movie script is terrific, but hurdles remain, says the HBO boss. So we're going to have to still wait and see on the Deadwood movie. Actor Keith David has just joined Marvel's new superhero team-up series, New Warriors, which will be on the Freeform Network in 2018. So he's the newest addition to that, which is awesome. Keith David is great, and he's a great addition to anything, let alone a Marvel series we're all looking forward to. Ron Howard has confirmed that Star Wars vet Warwick Davis has a role in the Han Solo movie, which is awesome. Zack Snyder's role in the future of the DCEU may be significantly smaller. No shocker here. I mean, they're going to be switching some things up. They are changing the future of the DCEU. He will probably remain on as a producer. I think he's a little burnt by this stuff, and we're just going to have to wait and see, really. But I don't know if he's going to be directing anything anytime soon. HBO has confirmed that no existing characters will be in the Game of Thrones sequels, so sequels or spinoffs, so that's a big right there. The Deuce, which is a new show coming to HBO starring Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Franco. It's a new upcoming HBO series about the rise of the porn culture in the 1970s and 80s, is going to be debuting on September 10th. Also on HBO is a new HBO miniseries called Chernobyl. And Chernobyl, excuse me, is all about the 1986 nuclear disaster, and it's set to begin filming next spring, and they just hired Jared Harris to star as the lead for that. Game of Thrones fans are also going to have to wait quite a while for the spinoffs, as they have no plans in action to get going on it anytime soon. Triple Frontier, which is the new Netflix movie. We just talked last week about Ben Affleck dropping out of it. Well, now Mark Wahlberg is in negotiations to replace Ben Affleck in Triple Frontier. HBO's Watchmen series probably won't be a straight adaptation. They're going to take some liberties with it, do their own thing. And that makes sense to me, so we'll see there. We also reported, I don't know if it was last week's show or a couple weeks' shows back, but Ryan Felipe, he got hurt, and they're saying now that his injury, because of his broken leg, they won't be able to film the planned final two episodes, so they are cutting the new season short two episodes. Actor Chin Han is joined Dwayne The Rock Johnson in his new film Skyscraper, which comes out next year. We have a new trailer for Comrade Detective, starring Channing Tatum and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's a new Amazon series they got coming out. We have the final trailer for Detroit, which just looks incredible. We have the brand new trailer for It, which is super creepy. Definitely check that one out. Let's see here. We have the Red Band trailer for Ingrid Goes West. I feel like they've been pumping a lot of trailers out for this name. This one stars Elizabeth Olsen, Aubrey Plaza. David Ayer, who a lot of people thought, man, he's not going to do another DC movie. I don't know what he was doing. A lot of people were saying it's just a tease or speculation, or maybe it's just him quietly saying he's not done. He just tweeted out a picture of a crazy Harley Quinn the other day. So it makes people feel like maybe he's not going nowhere. So we'll see. Hashtag Gotham City Sirens. We'll see what's up. We have the first trailer from Marjorie Prime, starring Jon Hamm. It's a new drama movie he's got coming out. We have all your August 2017 free games for PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live Gold. We have your first trailer for Suburbicon, which looks pretty good, actually, directed by George Clooney. It stars Matt Damon, written by the Coen brothers. Animal Kingdom has been renewed for Season 3 over on TNT. Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins and, of course, one of her stars, Chris Pine, they're going to team up again for a new TNT drama. TNT knows drama. Wasn't that their slogan a couple years ago? They're going to... she's going to direct a new pilot episode for this new show that will star Chris Pine. I think it's going to be a short kind of 6 or 8 episode season for this new show that they're working on, which... sounds pretty cool, man. So, I mean, it's good to see that they enjoyed working together that much on Wonder Woman, that they're taking their powers over to TNT. Speaking of TNT, now we're moving on to TBS. TBS has renewed Angie Tribeca for a season 4, and they've added Bobby Cannavale to the new season. I'll tell you, man, Angie Tribeca is the dumbest shit in the world, but in the best way. This show is actually really damn funny, but it's like... it's done old school Naked Gun style. So if you don't like that stupid, silly, over the top slapstick kind of shit, you're not gonna like this. But if that's your kind of jam, like literally like old school Naked Gun, like Hot Shots Part Deux, like that kind of stuff, if you haven't seen Angie Tribeca, definitely check it out. You'll probably really enjoy it if that's your kind of thing. It is a mock police procedural parody show, and it's awesome, and I can't wait to see season 4. Glad it got renewed. The TNT show, I just pulled up some more info, that's been greenlit is a new drama. That's the one that Patty Jenkins and Chris Pine are working on. The show will be titled One Day She'll Darken, and she's going to direct the pilot, and she'll possibly even direct potential additional episodes, but that is the drama series they're working on now. Good Behavior has also been renewed over at TNT. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are set to executive produce a new Showtime show called City on a Hill, and it's going to be directed by Gavin O'Connor, which is pretty awesome there. So a lot of power behind it. IMAX says that they're going to migrate away from 3D in favor of doing 2D showings. So that's pretty interesting, because I know sometimes that's a pain in the ass. You know, when you want to go see it in IMAX, you have no choice but to see it in 3D IMAX. So it's going to be interesting to see them kind of give you a little bit of a mix of both, but mostly 2D. Everybody's starting to pull away from the 3D thing now. Katy Perry has officially been set to host the 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. Maria Bello has joined season 15 of NCIS in a new reoccurring role, so congratulations to her there. Showtime has ordered a new Stephen Colbert White House animated series. They've given a 10-episode order for a new untitled half-hour White House animated series that will be executive produced by Stephen Colbert. So, okay. TGIF returns, Full House, Family Matters, and much more are headed to Hulu. Yes, Hulu says they're going to recreate that awesome America's Favorite Friday Night lineup from the 90s. And let you stream on demand your very own TGIF. So I think it's pretty cool. It's a little nostalgic there, but hey, man, I love it. I loved watching TGIF back in the day. Diane Lane has joined the all-star cast of the new noir thriller Serenity, which is currently filming, starring Matthew McConaughey Anne Hathaway. I don't know why I blanked her name. We've talked about her already once tonight. We have a closer look at the Spidey Iron Spider suit from Avengers Infinity War. You can go ahead and click on her Instagram and check out a really close-up, good close-up picture of that new suit, which is pretty awesome. Actor Pablo Schreiber, who I was really into his character as the Leprechaun in American Gods over on Stars. He was awesome on that. Pablo Schreiber has also joined Rock Rolls, The Rock, and his new movie with Neve Campbell, Skyscraper, that comes out next year. So great additional casting there with Pablo Schreiber. We have the brand new trailer for LBJ, starring Woody Harrelson as Lyndon B. Johnson. Judy Greer is set to reprise her role for Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is awesome. We found out that Lawrence Fishburne is also in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and we now know that he's going to be playing Goliath. Ooh, Goliath. We have the first trailer for Sharknado 5, Global Swarming. Yes, I ain't making that shit up, man. Check out that trailer if you're interested. They have just gone so over the top on this thing, man. Sharknado 5, Global Swarming. Oh, man. Let's see here. Deadpool 2 director praises Josh Brolin's Cable performance. He says he is so good in the role, and they're loving everything they've done so far, so that's awesome. The Simpsons movie director and producer says that a sequel is still a possibility, so that's great there. I actually used to love The Simpsons back in the day, but I've grown out of it. But man, I'll tell you, that Simpsons movie was pretty damn funny. We have the first trailer for The Vault, starring James Franco, which looks very interesting. Not what I expected based off the way the trailer started. The TV show Unreal has scored an early season 4 renewal, which is pretty cool because season 3 hasn't even started yet. And they've already said, yeah, we'll bring it back for season 4. Why not, right? I don't really don't understand how shows bring shows back. Networks bring shows back before the current season even airs. It just seems really dumb to me, but it is what it is, I guess. I don't make those decisions out of my price range, above my pay grade. Actress Bryce Dallas Howard is set to make her directorial debut, taking on her first feature, which will be an adaptation of Matthew Quick's 2010 YA novel, Sorta Like a Rockstar. Joe Manganiello, who's supposed to be playing Deathstroke in the upcoming Batman movie, says he's not quite sure what's going on, and he's not even sure he's still in the movie. This is pretty much the news we've already known, we've already reported on. He doesn't know at this point. Nobody knows. You know, director Matt Reeves is remaking the script, and they're changing it. It's not what Ben Affleck originally, you know, thought it was going to be when they casted him as Deathstroke. So we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully they will keep him in the script. Even if he's not the main villain, hopefully they'll bring him to do something in the movie, because I'd hate for him to lose his role as Slade Wilson, because I was really excited about his casting. Samuel Jackson is going to star in a new TV thriller, The Old Man, which would be by Thomas Perry. So pretty cool there. I love to see Sam Jackson in anything. Stars has ordered a new supernatural spy thriller called The Rook, which is from Twilight creator Stephanie Meyer. The Starz channel says they see no end in sight for their new show American Gods, which is awesome because I loved it and I want to see more. Let's see. Oh. We have some Skrull concept art for Captain Marvel, if you would look to see that. AMC is developing a new Rainn Wilson alien drama horror anthology from The Walking Dead, Greg Nicotero. Okay. Marty Noxon is set to adapt Saree Walker's Dietland over on the AMC channel. And I'll go through my notes here. I'm a little bit bummed about this because I feel like it takes forever for these new episodes to come out, but the season 21 premiere of South Park has been pushed back. We don't have the new date yet, but it has been pushed back, so that kind of sucks. We have DC TV Watch. We have the breakdown of all the Comic-Con news that came out of all the CW DC television shows. So if you're looking for all the major twists, new mysteries, and more announcements that came out of Comic-Con, check out that one article to teach you all of it. It's on our Facebook and Twitter page. Sarah Silverman is going to be getting a new Hulu variety show called I Love You, America. She says it'll be funny and silly and aggressively dumb of the new Hulu series. So pretty cool, man. I'm glad Hulu's stepping their game up there. Hulu also has a Marvel show coming out called The Runaways. And Runaways, we got confirmation that it will live in the same world as all the other Marvel stuff that we've seen. How much will it live in that same world? We're going to have to wait and see. I'm sure as much of the Marvel TV does, it won't have a direct heavy connection, but it does take place in the same world as everything else we know and love in the MCU. Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are going to star in a series about TV morning shows. No word yet what network it's going to be on. They're just filming the pilot, and then it'll be shopped around to all the networks and streaming series. Hulu has also renewed Harlots for a second season. We did get confirmation today that a Game of Thrones spinoff wouldn't air until at least a year after the final season's done. We're still waiting to see who the new judges will be on American Idol. All we know right now is that Katy Perry is going to be one of them, and that Ryan Seacrest is back to host. Now we're getting word that formal negotiations have kind of begun, but they're just kind of in the talking stages at the same time as they're narrowing down the field. But names like Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Charlie Puth are supposedly in the mix for judges. Tom Hardy has joined the cast of the BBC animated sitcom Sticky, which is going to be an adult-themed animation coming to the BBC. WB has announced the cast for the Supernatural spinoff The Wayward Sisters. MTV says that they're going to be bringing back TRL. Remember TRL in the 90s? Total Request Live. Well, they say it's coming back, which is pretty damn crazy. Because they don't even show music videos anymore, and they're going to bring back a music video countdown? Why not, right? I think that's pretty cool. Let's bring back the music, bring back the M in MTV. Well, my friends, that is the end of the news for the week. Let's talk about what comes out in our box office report, and we'll wrap this baby up. Coming out in DVD and Blu-ray this week is The Circle, Going in Style, and Colossal. In theaters on Friday, August 4th, will be The Dark Tower, Detroit, Kidnap, and Wind River. I will probably be checking out The Dark Tower, so I'll let you guys know how that is next weekend. I really do want to see Detroit as well. I don't know when I'll be able to get to that, but we'll definitely have a Dark Tower review for you. Here's our weekend box office as of today. Number 10 is Wonder Woman with 3.5 mil. Number 9 is Baby Driver with 4.1 million. Number 8 is Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets with 6.8 mil. Number 7 is Despicable Me 3 with 7.7 million. Number 6 is War for the Planet of the Apes with 10.4 mil. Number 5 is Spider-Man Homecoming with 13.5 million. Number 4 is Atomic Blonde making her debut with 18.6 mil. Pretty nice debut there for Atomic Blonde. It was made for only a $30 million budget. And it's a great kickoff in the U.S. for that. So 18.6 for Atomic Blonde. Number 3 is Girls Trip, doing very, very well. Made 30 mil last weekend and barely dropped, and it made another 20 mil this weekend. Congratulations to Girls Trip, which is getting really rave reviews. I thought the trailer looked horrible, but everybody that has seen it has said it is hilarious. So maybe I'll have to check that one out. Coming in number 2, it's the biggest shit fest of the new releases, and I hate to say that about a kids movie, but no one likes this thing, the Emoji Movie. Yes, the Emoji Movie debuted, and it did not do very well for a kids animated film when you usually see those make $50, $60, $70 million. This one only made $25.7 million. And I'll tell you, it's at 3% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was actually at 0 for most of Friday, and then one reviewer gave it a positive review, so now it's at a whopping 3% fresh. This is not a good movie. I haven't seen one positive review on this thing yet. But Emoji Movie came out at number 2, because kids love to go see stuff like this, and it made 25.7. And your number 1 movie, once again, for the second week in a row, it's Christopher Nolan's new film, Dunkirk. bringing in another $28.1 million. So there you have it, my friends. There's our show, bringing it in at a nice, crisp 45 minutes tonight here on this final night, this final Sunday night of July of 2017. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Please make sure you like us on Facebook over at facebook.com/amiontheair. Make sure you bookmark our official webpage. It's amiontheair.com. And while you're there, you can look at movie trailers. You can look at movie reviews. You can listen to the Am I Still on the Airs. Lots of good stuff on the website. Check out amiontheair.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me on Twitter directly at DXDonMega. Like I said, Stardust. Download that app and follow me at DonMega on the Stardust app. Follow me first. Hashtag follow me first. Of course, you can download us on iTunes if that's your thing. Download, rate, and subscribe over on iTunes. If iTunes is not your thing, then you can get us on Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Play Music, TuneIn. We're all over the interwebs, all over the place for you to stream us. And of course, our good affiliates at reddragonsradio.com. That's reddragonsradio.com. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. It's youtube.com/amiontheair. And, of course, follow us on Instagram as well. So, lots of plugs done and out the way. Thank you so much for listening once again to the latest and greatest in entertainment news. I hope you all have a great week. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!